This week on Intersections, a series on artists and their inspirations, Ricky Lee Jones. Well, this jacket and his old blue jeans. Him, this ain't healthy, it is some kind of cream. That means that Chuck E's in love. With her 1979 hit, Chuck E's in Love, Ricky Lee Jones established herself as a musician with a compelling voice, a bohemian image, and a talent for telling stories and songs. On a dozen albums, Jones has combined her plaintive vocals with lyrics that could stand alone as poetry, including the songs on her new CD, The Evening of My Best Day. Tom Vitale spoke with Jones in New York.
Ricky Lee Jones says performing was all she ever knew. She was born in Chicago in 1954, where her grandfather was a one-legged vaudeville dancer called Peg Leg Jones, and her father, Richard, was a Sinatra-style singer who spent months at a time on the road trying to earn a living. She says she first realized what type of performer she wanted to be while watching a movie.
Tonight, it all began.
The most crucial moment for me was probably West Side Story. I saw when I was 8 years old. And it happened organically. You know, for me, I'm still a real musical theater person, but I never separated the song from the text. It was natural to me that you would turn and sing the song.
For here you are, and what was just a word is a story.
And I was every character, and when Riff died, I was inconsolable. I must have cried for days.
Inconsolable, maybe, but it wasn't long before the young Ricky Lee gave her heart to a different cast of characters.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
So for me, I'm 10. It might be the very beginning of sexual feelings, but I'm still kind of too little. But by the time I'm 11 or 12, I've definitely planned who I'm going to marry. And it's going to be Paul, and then a year later it's going to be John.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
You know, I wove my psyche into the concept of the Beatles while listening and learning songwriting and singing from them. I think a lot of the texture of my voice, maybe others wouldn't hear it, but I know when I'm doing the Beatles, definitely.
Jones could be doing the Beatles on A Tree on Allenford, a song on her new CD that has the feel of Eleanor Rigby.
Left for a child who died there, a soul that is what people say.
The Beatles' influence went beyond vocal styling. Ricky Lee Jones says by the time she was a teenager, music became wrapped up in the drug experience and the hippie revolution.
It was a social movement. It was a changing of society. The Beatles signaled a changing. They not only signaled it was coming, but they were the catalyst for the changing of it. And you could feel it. They were electric.
Like a lot of teenagers in the 1960s, Ricky Lee Jones rebelled. She ran away from home more than once. Finally, at the age of 18, she left for good and moved to Los Angeles, where she ended up living with the singer Tom Waits. Jones says in the early 70s, music suffered a total breakdown, and she clung to a handful of songwriters like life rafts, including Tom Waits, Randy Newman, Steely Dan, and the singer whose influence ran deepest, Laura Nyro.
Can you serve it? Can you pick me? Whoa, can you serve it? Can you pick me?
So when I heard Laura Nyro, she had these tones and chords and this idea of this New York, this mystical urban place where life is teeming and it's all fail or win at any moment, and it's rich in this lust and romance, and in spite of all the cars and steel, little pieces of humanity are rising up. And she was so unlike anything that I had ever heard, and I think it really inspired me in a great way. Whatever that text is, whatever that thing is I got from West Side Story, I hear it now in her.
What Ricky Lee Jones says she hears in Laura Nero is cinematic details that suggest a bigger story and a deep understanding of character. It's a technique Jones borrowed in her own songs, like Beat Angels, about a down-and-out drifter in a border town. Ricky Lee Jones hopes her idiosyncratic songs give listeners as much inspiration as she's taken from songwriters over the years. Inspiration that, in her words, might help people to survive, persevere, and not give up. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
Songs from Ricky Lee Jones' new CD are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwoods.